Oakland High School was one of many Bay Area schools that organized programs to help students deal with the prospect of a war with Iraq. The Oakland School District held a day-long teach-in to educate students against the war. Students participated in anti-war organizing efforts and held school-wide walkouts and in other ways contributed to the national dialogue about the pending war in Iraq. Larry Felsen teaches English and drama at Oakland High School.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of students who got involved in the activities, and I think at the same time it was controversial. We had an administration that actually opposed the teach-in, and who opposed the teachers and the students who were taking part in it. And you had students who actually took part in walkouts around the war as well. And students were told they couldn't pass out leaflets. Students were advised that they might be suspended. During the walkout, the gates were locked at Oakland High, and leaflets were ripped up and torn up. So it was controversial.
On April 23rd, the Secret Service was called into Oakland High School after 10th grade English teacher Sandy Whitney notified them that two 16-year-old students, whose identity has not been released to the press, had made comments that she interpreted as threatening to the life of President George Bush. Amara Lynn is a volunteer youth organizer with Not In Our Name.
There was a discussion going on in a class about the war, and the teacher interpreted some of the comments to be threatening to the president and went to the police department, and they said, oh, this is not our jurisdiction, call the Secret Service. And so she did. And the Secret Service came in, pulled these students out of class, interrogated them. They didn't have any legal representation with them. You know, nobody had advised them any of their rights. Their parents weren't told that this even happened until like at least a week and a half after it happened. And when the families came to meet with the principal about the incident, there were no language appropriate translators available. And both students are of Southeast Asian descent.
While English teacher Sandy Whitney claims the students made threats against the president, the students themselves describe a much different scenario. Gen Fujioka is an attorney with the Asian Law Caucus and is representing the two students.
What is baffling about this case, and on one level is baffling, and another level is disturbing, is that it is very obvious to anyone that there was no real threat made to the life of the president by two students who are participating in a conversation, a discussion in class, and they make disparaging comments, apparently disparaging comments about the president. Or and even that's subject to interpretation. If you think someone saying Bush is whacked as being a threat to the president, and it clearly shows disrespect to authority, but there's a big leap between drawing that interpretation and saying that you should call in the Secret Service.
The two students were visibly shaken by their experience. Cassie Lopez teaches Spanish and Ethnic Studies at Oakland High School. She said the students spoke with her about the incident the day after it happened.
These kids were targeted, and the end result was, just a few days before school was out, one of the kids came in and just wept for about 15 minutes. He put his head in my lap in front of all the kids, and he cried. And he says, I can't be here anymore, And, that's irreparable damage, because the message is, you open up your mouth, you say something, you're going to get clobbered.
Activists claim that the situation is indicative of an environment at Oakland High School that was hostile to students speaking out against the pending war in Iraq. Amara Lynn of Not In Our Name.
This is not something that for the students of Oakland High is anything new. When the walkouts happened, people were passing out literature. They were told they couldn't pass out flyers. They were locked into their schools. The gates were chained shut. Students were assaulted by a security guard and told, that they couldn't leave. And basically the principal does not have a good track record of trying to support the students in asserting their voices and asserting their opinions.
The Oakland High School principal, Clement Mock, declined an interview for this story, but many have questioned his motives for allowing the Secret Service into Oakland High School. Gen Fujioka.
The principal has said that this is a case in which they were teaching the students that there was a line between what was appropriate speech and what was inappropriate speech, and that this was a, that their actions reflected, you know, the school's responsibility, quote, to teach having respect for authority in our leaders, unquote. That is what the principal has, how the principal has explained their conduct.
Teacher Cassie Lopez feels that Oakland High School should validate students and the questions that they have, rather than cracking down on their emergent voices.
Well, I think anybody involved in education knows that you're dealing with ideas. And I think our students need to know their ideas are valid. Questions they have are valid. It's valid to ask questions. It's valid to seek answers to things that we don't understand. In a lot of classrooms, kids had to read the newspapers, talk about the pros and the cons. But, you know, you were dealing with ideas. And I think it's important for our students to know that it's important to be able to ask those ideas and to seek for answers, whatever the answers might be. And I think that's what a school should do.
Many in the community have raised concerns about the treatment of the students while under Secret Service interrogation. Oakland High School teacher Larry Felsen.
According to what the students, reports about what the students said, that they, things like, that were said were things like, you know, we own you. You know, this is what the agents were saying to them. One of the kids asked if he could have a lawyer or if there was someone, an adult could be present. And he said, look, you know, you either talk to us now or we're, you know, going to put you in jail and you won't be able to talk to anybody for a long time. He says, we're not the police. This is the federal government, you know, and we own you.
Teacher Cassie Lopez says this type of intimidation is not appropriate, especially in an environment where immigrant communities are under increased attack.
The damage that was done to these children, because they were targeted. They are the children, first generation of immigrant background. You know, the message is you keep your mouth quiet, you don't say anything, you don't have an opinion, because you can't have an opinion.
Larry Felsen worries that this is part of a national trend in our country to stifle voices that question the government and its actions.
Anytime a student, says something against the government or against the president, they can expect a call from the Secret Service. I mean, this is a clear attempt to stifle dissent.
Amara Lynn of Not In Her Name has been working with youth in the Bay Area, but she sees youth across the country being targeted for their anti-war beliefs.
I think it's part of a larger trend, actually, that has sort of swept the nation. There are other schools, other students in other schools across the country who have either been told you have to go home, you can't wear a certain shirt, or, you can't have your anti-war club at our campus. You know, we're not going to allow that.
In San Francisco, I'm Sarah Olson.